All right, as far as the injuries go, Anthony Fasano has a concussion. Albert has a knee sprain. X-rays were negative. We'll probably do an MRI on that tomorrow. We'll just see how he does overnight here. Kendrick Lewis also strained his knee. He was able to come back in. He was out for a bit, came back in, and finished the game. Hard-fought game. Listen, two good football teams playing each other, and came right down to the end there, that last drive, and we weren't able to punch it in. There are a lot of things in between there we can get better at, and we'll do that. We'll get together tomorrow and go through it with players and get ourselves better. I mentioned to the team that this isn't college football. This isn't the end of the season. So it's not the national championship game that you're playing for. It's two good football teams playing each other. We came up short. Now it's important that we get ourselves back and ready to go and finish the season like we're capable of doing. And I know our guys, coaches and players, will do that. Time's yours.
Yeah, you mentioned it's not college football, but Denver kind of has control of the AFC West now. They're two up on you with four to play because of the tiebreaker. Just how do you reset your sights and approach the last four?
Yeah, that's right. You take one game at a time and get yourself right, ready to play.
Speaking of get yourself right, you started off offensively kind of like a house of fire. Three really good possessions, open the game. What happened between then and the fourth?
Well, we had a bit of a lull in the action there, right? They did a good job of stopping us, and we've got to do a better job there. I've got to make sure that I put the guys in a good position to make plays. And when you're in those, if you're in those positions, then you've got to make sure that you finish and make the play. So
how critical were the drops?
Well, we can do better there. I mean, when we caught the ball, we moved the ball and did a nice job. That last drive, the last couple drives. So it's important that we're, again, when you're given an opportunity to catch it, then you've got to catch it. But we can all do our job better. It's not one position or one player. That's not what it is. It's all of us doing our job better.
Andy, still the lack of pressure on the quarterback the last few weeks. What's been the cause of that?
Yeah, listen, I mean, he did a good job getting the ball out. We did a better job, I thought, with the pressure where he had to hurry a few throws. Gave us one and close to giving us a couple more. So we got to keep going, keep getting better. He's the best in the business at doing it. So, we'll do better as we go down the road here.
Where's Marcus Cooper's confidence right now?
Well, he had the interception, and then the one thing he did was he came back and battled. That's not an easy thing. He's a rookie, young kid, and he's put in a big-time position out there, and he's not giving up on himself, which is important, and he's trying to challenge every play. So going against good players, and they got him on a couple, but same time he came back and battled.
What can you do to help him out there in that situation? He's pretty much just out there.
Yeah, well, you're mixing. Listen, you're mixing and matching coverages. So when you're a man, which – going to be situations where you're in man, so you've got to make sure that you continue to challenge and do those things that you need to do.
With Brandon out, you started, well, before that, obviously you started Stevenson today instead of Fish, and then Fisher comes in. How did the two young guys hold up today in those two roles?
Yeah, listen, I thought they did okay. Fish struggled a little bit early in the week, and he was getting better as the week went on, and Donald had the snaps during practice, majority of the snaps, so we went with Donald. But by the time we got to game time, we felt Fish was ready to go, and it worked out to where he had to get in and play, and I thought he did a decent job in there.
Special teams now goes 108. That was pretty good, right?
Yeah, I'd probably say that was pretty good, yeah.
Well, what I'm getting to is that he tries it again. where do you draw that line where it's great when he goes 108, but not so good when he gets to the 14?
Yeah, well, you're not going to get 108 unless you try.
Okay. And then Dexter, he catches that one on the three. That kind of flipped you.
Normally he'll let that go.
Anything else? Thanks.
Thank you.